Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'm super pumped.
Long pig is human flesh. Long pig is human flesh.
Holy shit!
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is just one thing I need.
Yeah.
I don't care about the present.
Bitch.
I just want you for my own.
Football.
More than you could ever know.
You piece of shit.
Make my wish come true.
What the fuck?
All I want.
Do you feel like Woods and Bob Rock Manners? Get Freddy's Boots Poodoo.
Pull the string.
Now for something completely different.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll be singing next week. Oh, I sure love what you guys sing. I got every one of your records and albums.
Every one of them?
Every one of them.
Oh, you got a big house team.
Yes, I do. A lot of times I just go along and sing. I know all your songs off by heart.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You got a favorite? What's your favorite?
That favorite is Down a Poop Pond.
Down a Poop Pond? Oh, Down a Poop. You mean up a lazy
Yeah,
river.
Up a lazy down.
Linger in the shade of a cattle tree and throw in your trouble and dream a dream. Oh, up the lazy river where the robins soar, await the bright new home where we can move along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Oh, up the lazy river, how happy we would be. Up a lazy river with thee.
Oh, the harmony is coming out now.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a cattle tree. Have away your troubles, dream a dream. You'll be up a lazy river with me.
to coast. The Possum Hour theme.
In the aftermath of the bloodletting called the Civil War, thousands of ruthless, restless, searching men traveled west. Such a man is William Colton. Like the others, he carried a blanket roll, a proficient gun, and a dedication to a new chapter in American history, the opening of the West.
And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Even. Tonight's closed caption is provided by the Dings Corporation, the proud makers of Benny's, Dexy's, Roofies, and Smack. And Snore No More knockout drops. Perfect for the little lady. Rango is the worst show in TV history? I don't know, man. I think that's arguable, Ford. If Tim Conway wants to say that, may he rest in peace. You ever notice that Joe Biden walks like Tim Conway's old man character? No offense. All right. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Beat Council and the Church. Beer battered shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment, fake radio entertainment, in fact. Monday nights, and it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now, Diddy Mao. You know, we got listeners in Russia. They want to see how the other half lives. Well, you rid of Putin, and you could have all this. Huh? What do you think? That's pretty inviting. All it takes is a little radioactive sweetener in his coffee or something like that. Think about it. All right. Monday nights is us, Possum Hour. Tuesday don't miss Wink Blinkley as he demonstrates his new vacuum cleaner attachments. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Squingeely Von Hoffenmuller, inventor of the Sneeze Guard. Thursday, Chunk Bluster has the latest on Putin's pants-pooping peccadillo. That's right. Putin pooped his pants. And then, it's Friday Night Possum. Actually, it'll be Friday Night Possum this Friday. Because we're not going to be here next Monday. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Eating poops his pants. Poops his pants.
Now, from banquet comes...
What is it, Cynthia? What is it?
Giblet gravy and sliced turkey.
Yes, giblet gravy and sliced turkey, together in the most significant frozen dish of our time, Buffet Supper.
Winner of 3 Banquet Academy Awards, Best Sliced Turkey.
Best performance by a giblet gravy in a supporting role.
Best performance by a housewife.
I just put it in the oven, and by it was done. And I had a delicious buffet supper. Oh, yes, I did. Slices of turkey, all covered with gravy and little bitty giblets. Do you hear me?
From the same producers who brought you beef stew, Salisbury steak with gravy, and the unforgettable chicken and dumplings comes the outstanding banquet production of The 20th Century, Giblet Gravy and Sliced Turkey. Color by Paprika, now appearing citywide in a frozen food section near you.
Hello?
Did you ever stop to think when the band plays Rinky Tink, where all the music comes from? From the toot and the whistle and the plunk and the boom, that's where the music comes from. Did you ever understand that a symphony's so grand, what makes it loud or gentle? Just a toot and a whistle and a plunk and a boom, they're very instrumental. The horns go toot, the reeds they whistle, the strings all plunk, plunk, toot. Then the drums boom, boom with a, and it comes out fine and true. So remember what I say when the band begins to play, just where the music comes from the toot and the whistle and the plunk and the boom, that's where the music comes from.
The music comes from.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Splumadiddle.
Enter! Alrighty. Well, welcome, sir.
Good to be here.
Man, what a long, strange trip it's been.
So that's Friday. You got to remind
me. Yeah, this
send
Friday.
Me a little, send me a little text or something.
This effing Friday. Dude. Next Monday, I'm in Bunfuck, Ohio.
Okay.
So, till 9:30.
I wouldn't doubt if that's a real city in Ohio.
It probably is.
I doubt it.
I gotta check the map. Check my Google Maps. My MapQuest. Print it out. So I get up this morning. I already had the show in the can, you know, pretty much. And I got so, all right, well, I'll, make the show and upload all the files and whatnot. I'm a little crunchy, you know, how it is.
Uh-huh.
You're drinking, man. A little crunchy. Fucking... Oh, dude, your credit card date ran out. You know, pay the rent on the store here. So I says, oh, okay. Well, I've given the new numbers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're cool. And for some fucking reason, every goddamn file I have uploaded in the last several years, was back on the switchboard.
Oh, no shit.
I had 123 pages of files.
Uh-huh.
And usually I have like 30, and I'm complaining I got too much shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally spent an hour clicking and clicking, and clicking and clicking, and clicking and clicking, and clicking and clicking, and clicking and clicking. Because you have to click it, and then you got to click it to say, yeah, delete it, you know. Holy shit. A fucking hour.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I ended up deleting the wheel and tequila by mistake, so I got them back. But hope nothing else is missing, because after a while, you're not even paying attention. You're just going click, 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 click.
Hurry it up.
Get this torture over with.
Zombie-tized. Anyway, your credit card expired? How come they didn't send you a new one, like, months before?
They did.
Oh, okay.
The billing came around for Blog Talk.
Ah, that one, okay. And they put it all back. I like that.
Oh, my God. All the shit from clobbering time was back. How long has that been? That was like fucking couple years back, man. So, what are you going to do, man? it's just a bunch of shit that happens, man. You know what I mean?
What's Scrimmy doing now? What's Scrimmy doing? Does he have another show someplace else?
He's doing the YouTube thing.
Oh, okay.
So, he may be monetized.
Okay.
I think we were holding him back a little bit on that.
Yeah, we kept coming up number one. It pissed off the other people.
But we're not actually legit over here, I hate to say. Okay, you know how I like the mashups?
Oh, yeah. I think we all do. I think it's safe to say we all do.
And you know how sometimes, like, people get sued when they steal songs? Whether purposefully or by mistake. So, I was reading this article, a bunch of songs that got sued.
Yeah.
And these guys got sued, paid off, so they got to pay. It's a pretty recent song, last couple, 5 years. Uptown Funk. You know that one?
Yeah.
We pulled it up here on the show. Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk. So, we couldn't do Possumire on YouTube, Kate. Couldn't do it.
No way.
We got Faces for Radio.
That's right.
Anyway, they stole Uptown Funk from a song called Oops Upside the Head. Oops Upside the Head.
Oops Upside... now that one I think I heard.
Oops Upside... Who could forget?
I actually think I do.
Who could forget that seminal classic? Oops Upside the Head. They just don't make them like that anymore, except when they call it Uptown Funk. So, we're mashing it all together and blowing it all up at once. What do you think?
Yep, blow it up.
Suppose you give Fifi the great big key.
Oh, gee, what if my scoutmaster walked in and caught me?
We'll take the chance.
Oh, no, I can't stand it when you tickle me.
Oh, you cannot stand to be tickled, eh?
No. Oh, no more.
Fuck you.
Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. So pretty.
upside your head. Say oops 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 upside your head.
I'm back at you again. Video station is WGAP.
Say oops upside your head.
Girls sent you hallelujah. Girls sent you hallelujah. Girls sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we need to fight. Believe it, just watch.
Boy, are you fat.
What'd you say?
Reginald Van Gleason III. Boy, are you fat.
That's good. I want to be a puppy dog. Want to walk beside you every day.
Buscemi there doing the great one.
Man, I was kind of in the tank when I put that one together, apparently. I was looking up Reggie Van Gleason. That's what came up. He was hilarious in the Sopranos, by the way. Buscemi?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
shit. He went
on
to direct a lot of them after that. Well,
yeah.
Before,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did a direct. He's great.
Oh, yeah. Big talent.
I love him.
Tony saves his ass by shooting him.
Yeah. That was a mercy killing, man.
Yeah.
They
were going to torture his ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phil Leotardo. You know what?
I
get to pull cue up the Schwantz and everything, man. Phil Leotardo.
That's no good. That's no good.
You don't
want to
fuck
that
with the Shaw. Don't fuck with the shop. I gotta go back and deep dive that show. It's a great show.
Same here.
I'm currently watching The Loner. which was our theme song, Ford pointed out that they are on the YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Lloyd Bridges, okay, you got me. Sold, right?
Uh-huh.
Starring Lloyd Bridges, post-Civil War guy, seen war, hates war.
Loner?
A loner. Created by Rod Serling. Written by Rod Serling.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, man, the pilot is awesome. Watch the color one though, because you get to see Lloyd Bridges' baby blues beauty. But yeah,
right now,
great fucking show.
Seinfeld.
Great fucking show. But I was thinking, man, what if? Here's where Rod fucked up. I mean to be critical, but you know he has the voiceover to the narration opens the show. Rod Serling should have read that, man.
He gave it to someone else. Who does it? Lloyd?
Another guy.
Narrator.
Narrator.
Okay.
And, it run for 5 years.
Yeah.
Serling at the beginning. Oh well. There they are. Possum Lounge. What is this?
Possum Lounge.
Unrequited Love and Alopecia? What? Man.
Is that your notes?
Yeah. Wow. Daddy had too much medicine. That's okay. That's okay. Oh, here's one. This was from, I know when this was from, Saturday Night. The Ultimate Female Form. Julie Newmar. Newmar in the cat suit.
Oh, yeah.
That was on Saturday. Wow. Wow. Wowie wow. Wow, wowie. She was sitting there, spread-eagled in that suit. Yakata, Shaka Zulu. I'm like, and I watched this when I was 5 years old. Oh, my God. No wonder I turned into be a pervert there. Great show.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. That's all right, there they are, the
possible. I keep going.
Fuck yeah, man.
Batman.
Fuck yeah. Julie Newmar. She's the cause of my first dirty dream, man.
Oh.
Or it was either her or Sweet Polly Purebred. I'm not sure. Anyway, there's Apple Cheeks Alice. She came.
Sweet
she
out.
Came. Showed up. She presented. Thank you for coming. There's Daddy G.
Daddy G.
A Night with Daddy G. Saturdays at 9. Eastern time.
Here you.
Check your local listings. And shit like that. Thank you for coming, sir. Apple Cheeks, Daddy G, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake, sir. You know, it wouldn't be a show.
Oh,
without
no.
Dr. Cake. Unrequited Love and Alopecia. You know? Oh, acceptance and forgiveness. Okay, it was love and acceptance, not alopecia. Watch my hand.
There you go.
See?
Now it comes together.
And there's Ford Prefect, our old pal.
Ford.
Thank you for the tip on the loner. I've been wanting to see that show for a long time.
I never heard of it.
Because you know I'm a Lloyd Bridges fan. You ever watch Sea Hunt? He always wears a polo shirt. He always pops the collar on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? He could be there practically naked. He don't give a fuck. He's totally cool, man. He's standing in his underpants.
Yep.
Badass.
Confident.
He's like,
confident.
Fucking Lloyd Bridges, man. Look at my fucking pecs, bitch. Yeah. You gotta love him, man. Alrighty. We need some more music, man. There might not be a Bunfuck, Ohio, but in Canada they have a dildo in Newfoundland. Or Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
According to Ford. You can have your climax in Saskatchewan.
Uh-huh.
You can find a bastard in Ontario.
Uh-huh. All right.
And you get your head smashed in Buffalo Jump in Alberta.
Wow.
Wow. Then there's Fuck It Thailand and Middle Fart Denmark.
Middle Fart.
And of course, Lover PA. And Hunker. Hunker PA.
Oh, PA's got a lot.
Wino PA.
Yeah.
Daddy G adds Schwinkter, Arkansas. Nice. But, yeah, if you want to see the world, you just go to Ohio. You got. Sunday, I was in St. Paris.
Oh.
They got the awful tower over there.
Did you say St. Paris?
It's St. Paris, yeah.
Okay, St. Paris. Paris. Okay.
I've been doing that. My God, I got there and we're talking, and I realized I'd been doing that gig for 20 years, maybe 20 plus.
That's
wow.
Good.
Oh,
they love
time
you.
Flies when you're totally wasting your life, isn't it? So, here you go. Thank you for coming forward. I'm coming up. Cheeks, Daddy
Prefect.
G, Dr. Kate Ford Prefect, and G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet today. But luckily, odor isn't everything. Ah, yes, please. I tell you, the old chestnuts are the best chestnuts. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Alopecia.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, man, remember we had that truth in advertising shit last week? Somebody sued mac and cheese because it didn't take...
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, I'm watching the commercials. Can't help fucking commercials these days. My God. My dreams have fucking commercials anymore. So this one comes on. You know, the guy in the exercise machine, typical bullshit. Well, they always have, like, a guy that's all ripped and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like a Lloyd Bridges-type physique, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck's this guy made with that exercise machine?
Uh-huh.
He's already ripped.
Uh-huh.
They need to show a fat guy. They need to show me getting on that fucker. Huh? Right? Look at that flabby ass. Look at the man boobs on that loser. You know, truth in advertising. And then,
like,
and at the end of commercial, I'm hanging clothes on it or something. You know, just
yeah.
I got boxes
piled. Which they anyway.
Yeah. That's
it's
true.
It's like the online dating too. They got hot chicks.
Yeah, right.
You know, like their online date. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, those days are gone. Man, it was a smorgasbord back in the '90s, late '90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Actual nice-looking babes used to get on there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Got more tail than a toilet seat in those days, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed. The old chestnut.
All right. Well, thank you for coming, GT.
Well, you're correct. You are correct in those commercials.
Ford needs a training bra.
Bro.
I'm wearing that Cross Your Heart bad boy, man. 18-hour. 18 hours, bitch. Lifts and separates. I always liked that when I was a kid. Lifts and separates. Swing. Got one point in this way, one point in that way. A bro, Cake says you need a bro, or a man's ear.
Man's ear.
There's our old pal, Ope. Other people's eyes. Bringing up the rear. A training bro, says Ford. I like it. Pardon me? I like it a lot. Well, thanks everybody for coming. I wish we had a better show. But, you know, take what you can get.
This is it.
This is all you're getting. So, like it. Or lump it. I said Ford baseball news. So I get home Saturday night. I flip to the after Star Trek's over. I flip to the YouTube because you know I'm not watching Sven Tooney. I don't do puppets anymore, man. Sorry. Anyhow, first video on there. The Pirates' best player once traded demands to be traded. I'm like, oh, nice body blow on the top rope.
Shit.
Got that going for me. Beautiful. Thank you, Brian Reynolds. I say trade him.
Watch out.
Replace him with a bag of balls. Fuck you. Peddle your paper, son.
Yeah. That's a way of getting the whole city after you, right? Wanting to be transferred.
Nothing like ruining your trade value, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Schmuck. All right. Well, there they are. The Possum Lounge. Oh, and Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of what do you call finance parking? The Possum.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane, and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred, and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother Ken. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
What's going on?
I don't know, we sprang a leak. We sprang a leak, man. Something happened. Okay. Did you hear that? Can you hear me now? All right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
I just figured out I got work tomorrow.
No way. Well, have a good day at work,
man.
So
actually, fill in for, and I, for some reason, I had it in my head. It was Wednesday the 6th.
Yeah.
And I just realized
Tuesday.
That Tuesday is the 6th.
Tuesday.
So there you go. All right. So, okay.
I'll be dining with Mr. Bohemian himself, the birthday boy, tomorrow.
Yeah, I missed his birthday. It went by me.
It don't matter, man.
He noticed this as well on Facebook.
He don't do Facebook, man.
Okay.
He don't do Facebook. he's got his bad motherfucker. And he's happy. he was digging it, man. He was digging the bad motherfucker. Gotta love it. So I was, the reason I picked the Mills Brothers is because on the way to St. Paris, you pass through Westville.
Okay.
Don't blink, because you'll miss it.
Uh-huh.
Home of Harvey Haddix.
Okay.
Pitched the 12-inning perfect game and lost. Pirate lore. And it's also where the Mills Brothers started out. Now, and the Wikipedia it says it's in. They came from Piqua, Ohio, which is further on down Route 37. But they actually started out in Westville. So, tip of the hat to Westville, Ohio. The Mills Brothers.
The Mills Brothers.
And Harvey Haddix.
You know, Dean Martin was heavily influenced by the Mills Brothers, whereas Frank Sinatra was influenced by Bing Crosby.
Exactly.
Dino said it was the Mills Brothers. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's why Dino rules, man.
Uh huh.
All right. So, let's see what else we got today.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Man.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Man.
We brought for you this little frog. We hope you like it. We found it. Just sitting in a log. Sitting a ribbon. Everybody now. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody.
Gonna tell and Mary Brown Uncle John. He claimed he had the music, but he had a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Have me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, no talk down the street. Be a sweet guy. Everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Have me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, I saw Uncle John with Bob and Sally. He saw Mary coming and he jumped back in there.
Ford pointed that out earlier on the Fuck Boo.
Uh-huh.
Little Richard's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And that's a motherfucker that brought the fucking noise, dude.
Oh, yeah. I told you all about meeting him, right? Yelling out the window to him. Hey, Little Rich. I kept calling him.
Did he wave?
Oh, he's just standing there talking to me.
Nice.
I was at the second floor window talking down to him. He was in the back of the Hyatt. Why he stayed at the Hyatt is still a mystery to me.
You know.
And we're so close
hair
to Beverly
are
Hills.
Expensive.
He had his big white limo out back there for the entire week.
Sweet. Sweet. Too bad Mikey told me he saw Rodney Dangerfield at the airport once.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no shit.
And he's giving him the okay sign, you know? He's going,
yeah,
Rodney!
Yeah.
Rodney! And he's giving the okay. And, like, all he wanted was an okay from Rodney, and Rodney didn't. Rodney came up short.
He didn't pick up on it. It was an old bit. He probably forgot about it.
He probably took one look at Mikey and said, let's get the hell out of here. No offense. All right. It's time once again. We got a brand new wheel tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
That's as bad as the old wheel, I guess.
There you go.
Board says the Blue Jays want Brian Reynolds. Everybody wants Brian Reynolds, man. Fuck. It was like I had a great day Saturday, man. You know, man, they did two gigs. Everybody happy. Didn't piss anybody off. Didn't wreck my car. Didn't die. Didn't make any boo-boos. I get home. And our best dude wants to quit. Hey,
there you go. Who
thank God for Julie Newmar.
Is he going to start bad-mouthing your city? Who's going to want
it? See? Fuck exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I was his agent. His agent's a dick.
Yeah, he is the agent.
It's fucking agent. Brian wouldn't do that, man.
Nah.
Good guy. My man.
It was Colonel Parker.
This bastard. Right. Do we have a 3 minutes? I've dumped a bunch of old 3 minutes, so. All I've got is that Yoko Ono I'm holding up for the apocalypse. So here's, you beat a judge. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Where do they all be? I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Better than the Beatles.
There it was. Too good for 3 minutes, says Ford. Oh, well. I tried. I don't know why. I don't know why that. I knew that would be controversial for 3 minutes. Too good. Too good. Well, remember last week? That was pretty bad, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, it all balances out in the end. All right. Here we go. Florpidae. Let's see. Oh, did you see, man, I apologize. I can't remember his stage name. Tyler Zanke, our friend that does the mixtapes and stuff, the blind guy.
Oh. Boy, I'm pulling a blank myself.
I know. What was his fucking handle? I can't remember. Mini-Me, I keep thinking.
Damn.
Anyway, he was in the news. He died.
Yeah?
Yeah. But,
what happened?
I don't know, he just got a little press coverage. Got to see him. Doesn't look a thing like I thought he would look like.
Oh,
I thought
no
he'd
shit.
Be like a little skinny dude, and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Looks like me. Looks like my size.
No shit.
Cool. Nice to see you, Tyler. Good dude.
Tyler, all right. Sorry we can't remember your handle.
Yeah, what the fuck? Well, he changed it anyway.
Yeah.
Remember? So.
Yeah. What was it? Mini something? I'm trying to think of his girlfriend's name, too. She had it like that.
It was Mini something.
Name associated with it.
Mini Minoso. Oh, no. He played third base. Who? Okay. Now, I don't want to continue to cite. Okay, here we go. Texas. A Texas museum, Louis Toussaint's Palace of Wax in San Antonio, Texas. They had to remove their statue of former President Uncle Bobo because the visitors kept punching it.
I love it.
I love it. A little bit of schadenfreude. Never hurt anybody. But of course they did that to Obama and Bush too, so.
Hey, yeah, you know, that's good. Let people get their aggressions out.
Somebody suggested they pay $1, you can smack the fucker in the snoot. That would be shit.
Yeah. Get some money,
Fund Social Security with that cash, man.
Uh-huh. Then skip it.
Oh, and it's just in. There's the elections tomorrow down in Georgia. Herschel Walker has still not pulled out.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta hand it to him, man. When that van is rocking, I'm a knocking. Herschel Walker. All right. Animal World.
All right. Animal World.
New York City. This is a job opportunity, actually. New York City is looking for a rat czar. Because their rodent problem is so bad. Yeah, they need some guy just to get rid of the fucking rats, man. What about that Pied Piper dude? I wonder what he's doing.
What is it with this? New York City, you said?
New York City, man.
Okay.
They said during,
they got
for some
big,
reason,
big
during,
ass right there.
Yeah. Well, during the pandemic, they said the rats kind of took over.
Yeah, oh yeah,
everybody
was, they did. Especially in Manhattan, being a fucking island like that.
rats. Those rats. blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, well,
right.
You know, good luck to them. Good luck to them. Oh,
yeah.
GT's leaving. Later, GT. Have a good one, my friend.
See you later, GTO.
Going to miss a good yodel, man. I'm telling you. Now.
Again.
Where are we going? Not as good as last week. Still pretty good.
That was
good. Hello? Is that it?
Yep.
End of the show.
What, you think you're lost again? Okay.
Can you hear me?
You. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I can hear you all the time. I don't think you're going out at all.
You're in Tokyo. Fun. I can't hear anything. So I'm going to swap out and try to reconnect with the show.
There you go. Ready,
so,
something good.
While we're gone,
not that you can hear.
Please enjoy this.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat. Until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream. Until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the bands of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't bad. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Ben's dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Ben's dream's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland. Till someone prowled her pantry, sure, and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benz of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benz of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benz of dream's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
All right.
There you go.
What kind of shit is that?
It was the fucking, it fucked up, man. The thing fucked up.
Well, it sounded interesting hearing the phone ringing in the beginning of the song.
Really?
Yeah. At least I heard it on the phone. I don't know if they did in the
no way.
Lounge.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Man. Calling back. You can hear it.
We're fucking pros, though, man. Do we miss a beat? No. Fuck it. Got some Benz
yep.
Dream for you, baby. All right.
You were prepared.
That's emergency possum there. Highland County Sheriff Donnie Barrera They finally tracked down the two emus that were carousing the countryside.
Oh, okay.
But there's a third emu on the loose, so if you're in Highland County, Ohio, be aware. Also, in a related story, the deputies in Kalamazoo, Michigan, have rounded up the six emus that were terrorizing the countryside in Kalamazoo. So it's all good.
Okay.
Right.
Now if we can
get my sound just
emu commercials.
I hate those fucking commercials.
Uh-huh. Annoying.
We got that to blow up. We can blow that up any time, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I got rid of it. I don't know. What commercial we got? Ozempic? I got Ozempic.
Oh, you know what's on right now? An emu. The emu commercial where the guy's bowling.
Are you certain you're a music lover? Well, of course I am. Well, do you know that I once listened to 3 straight weeks of Beethoven? Would you believe it? 3 weeks of Beethoven.
I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe 2 weeks of Bach?
I don't think so.
How about an hour of Looney Tunes?
Doug.
Pull the string.
Hey, Mo!
Shit! Fucking fuck!
Fuck you in the ass!
Give me your hand!
Fucking dipshit!
I can save you!
Fuck!
Lots of money with Liberty Mutual!
Fuck!
We customize your car insurance so you only pay for what you need!
Fucking God damn it!
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty!
Ridiculous.
We need to do that one every week, man.
That's a good one. I like that.
Fuck those guys. Leave me alone.
Fuck them
all. You know? For the love of God. I get it.
Fuck them in the ass.
Gee. All right. Toledo Zoo.
Yeah?
Announced the birth of twin polar bears. Very cool.
Polar
bears are on the run. Now they got 2 in Toledo. Unfortunately, they got to live in Toledo, but, you know. you can. And finally,
they have their own resort.
Finally, a squirrel in Tennessee. Dickinson, Tennessee. Yeah, he got into the substation equipment and shorted out 1/3 of the power in the state of Tennessee over the weekend.
Holy
nice
shit.
Job.
There you go.
He could not be reached for comment.
He was probably fried.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like that. He didn't make it out so good. do we have a sound effect for that? That's what he said. That was a quote from the squirrel. Yeah. All right.
Sound like the one I ran over.
All right, here we go. We got the wrong music for this, man. The wrong cue. Bam, 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 bam. All righty. Where's my cue? Where's my cue? Where's my cue?
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Alright, here we go. World Records! Australia! An Australian charity lines up gifts for a Guinness World Record. They arranged 1,050 gift-wrapped presents in an unbroken line in the gym. Good for them.
Okay.
Get a
and I'm assuming it's going to charity, these gifts?
Yes, indeed. Presents for kids and care, charity. I guess this is hospitals and whatnot. So, tip of the hat to the Aussies. 250 break... No, not break dancers. Sorry. 250 dancers break a Guinness World Record in South Africa. Now, this was something new. Amapiano. Amapiano is the style of dance. So this was the largest Amapiano dance in South Africa. I have no idea what Amapiano, I guess hip-hop type thing that plagues South Africa at the moment. So thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to dance, it's good. Gotta dance.
Yeah, you know, you what you used to get up every day and dance, huh? Didn't you?
That's right, man. Like that. I still do. I get a little foot shuffle going.
You the man.
A little soft
shoe. You the man.
You gotta start the day with a dance.
You gotta dance. You gotta dance. You can't keep them off the dance floor. All right, a guy in North Carolina has collected 11,000 bottles of hot sauce.
Okay.
So it turned into an obsession. Started as a small collection, has grown into being the center of a culture that surrounds hot sauces. He says, my end goal is to have so many bottles that there is no wall left in sight. That's a lot, man. You got to see his fucking room with the hot sauce.
Jesus.
What if he has a bottle of Sir Farts a lot? I got one of those.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's got to have that. Everybody, if you got a collection of hot sauce.
I mean, that's an obsession.
You got to have Sir Farts a lot. A viola, a voila player, sticks with the same orchestra for 71 years to earn a world record. That's pretty cool.
71 years?
An 86-year-old viola player in England was awarded a Guinness record after playing with the same orchestra for over 71 fucking years. 71 years and 194 days. Ann Miller.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. I like that.
Very cool. Very good. God bless
you.
That's dedication. Hung.
Or it just wasn't good enough to move on.
Yeah. That could be, too. You never heard that orchestra, you know?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, who knows?
El Salvador, a town in El Salvador, 18-foot pupusa for a world record. It's a pupusa. What the fuck's a pupusa? It's a tortilla-like flatbread, like fry bread.
Oh, okay.
And they fill it with beans, cheese, and meat. Meat! All right, measured 18 feet across. It's like a giant tortilla. Tortilla.
Okay.
Tortilla. Oh, Hope says he loves pupusas.
Food. Who does?
Hope knows. He's familiar with the pupusa. The pupusa. I never had one.
He's called.
I knew a guy that went to Machu Picchu, though. That was Abe. Guy called in one time.
Oh, okay.
An Idaho. Here we go. Idaho man.
Okay.
Night. He must have. He hit 250 for the records, so he must have taken a week off. But an Idaho man who has 250 Guinness World Records added another one when he threw a paper airplane 49.21 feet and hit a target.
Oh.
There's a video of him throwing the plane 8,000 times until he finally hits the fucking target.
Still impressive, though.
Yeah. He said his arm was very sore after this one.
Because he's got no control over those bastards.
Pretty much, yeah. He got excited when he finally hit that bucket right in the center.
Oh, sure.
Nice. Oak says they got an El Salvadoran family that has a food truck in the next town over.
That's interesting.
That was weird when I was taking the census, and not to divulge any information. There was a lot of people from like El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, places like that live around here. It was really weird because you don't. I mean, they keep to themselves. They're very quiet. They don't make a, you don't notice them. Who knew?
Yeah.
They
roll
cool.
cigars?
I don't know. I don't know. The only guy that offered me water was a Mexican dude, though. I was dying. I'm going to water him. Dude, you are the man.
Everyone else didn't care.
He invited me in. I sat in his kitchen, drank some water, man, did the census.
Nice.
What a nice guy. You know, and I remember to this day. Random acts of kindness, ladies and gentlemen.
It stays with you.
They make a difference in this life.
And it's a rarity.
I could end this portion of the show right there, but I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Vladimir Putin pooping his pants. Yes.
I want to hear about this. I haven't heard.
Yes. All right. Well, this article in Forbes, they're questioning the story. But I'm going to leave the story. According to the story, Putin was descending a staircase and fell down 5 steps, landing on his coccyx. And apparently, he defecated involuntarily, as opposed to defecating voluntarily, on the stairs. Vladimir Putin, tough guy. Remember, shirtless on a horse, being a badass motherfucker. Hey, pooped his pants.
Scared
How fucking badass are you when you got a pants full of poop? Huh?
There you go.
Who's your messiah now? Who's your messiah now? Take that. Pants full of poop. Now you got something to call. You and Uncle Bobo can compare notes on
that's it.
Diaper rash appointments and shit. You fucking
only Putin was involuntary. Trump sits there and lets one out.
Well, that's the same thing with Bobo.
Yeah.
Bobo gets pissed off and poops. You know, he just poops.
Yeah.
He just shits himself, man.
Yeah, in the middle of a meeting. Lifts up one cheek and lets loose.
Ford saying, at my age, I defecated voluntarily walking up and downstairs. The other night, man, I was lying in bed, and I had this gut ache. You know, it was one of those where, like, you're not going to trust the fart the way your gut's feeling right now. You know, you're going to fart, you might shit the bed. I was up for an hour trying to get over that, man. Oy. That's no good. What am I sharing stories like this? Let's just get out of this thing.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Always a good time to make fun of Putin. Made in China.
That was my first
pals.
Time hearing that.
That's the first time you heard it?
Yeah, I've seen them advertising it coming soon and all that. I haven't heard it yet, so yeah, good.
Yep. My good pal,
job.
The Hellroys, man.
Those guys rock.
Dumb country noise over there. Okay, we've talked about pooping our pants.
We should, we should change poop, the word pooping, to pooping.
Pooping?
I have little kids now say, I poop in my pants.
Poop. I pooted my pants. Poop. That's what the fleet admiral used to call a fart. A poop.
A poop?
Poop.
Yeah, that's right.
Pooping. Well, you know, Uncle Bobo, the actual word for Uncle Bobo means fart over in British Isles. That's a euphemism for the word fart.
Oh, no shit.
You know the word I'm talking about. Five-letter word. I'm so glad.
Word we can't say.
I pat myself on the back for coming up with that idea, not to say that cocksucker's fucking name on our fucking show. You know?
And I slipped back so long ago.
Everyone. But think about it. We've only said his fucking name like a half a dozen times since the edict. So we're doing good.
Especially Robert Show. Robert Show refuses to say it.
Shouldn't say it, man.
Nope.
Bad. It's bad. It's bad. And just for shit's sake.
Ow!
Yeah! Wouldn't it be fun? Get that, you know, put that dummy up and have a, you know, fucking shovel there and just
wow.
A swing.
I think it's great.
You
would be worth $5.
Mogganizing. $5 a crack. Alrighty. Well, we better yodel, man, before we run out of time. So, not to rush things.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Saddle your worries to a cowboy song and yodel your troubles away. Brand all your worries as you go along with a yippee-ki-yay. Then throw a rope around the sun as he goes by, so you can keep him shining bright way up in the sky. Then saddle your worries to a cowboy song and yodel your troubles away. To a cowboy song and yodel your troubles away. Brand all your worries as you go along with a yippee-ki-yay. Then throw a rope around the sun as he goes by, so you can keep him shining bright way up in the sky. Then saddle your worries to a cowboy song and yodel your troubles away.
Stars make you drool just like a pasta fazool at some more.
You fucker! Yeah. Alrighty.
Pasta fazool.
Oh, I almost deleted this one today. Okay. I like that. It has a very Dean Martin Show feel to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, volume, man.
Gold diggers. We need the gold diggers and the lemon sisters.
Oh, yeah.
the Lennon sisters.
That is
I want
Lennon?
To defile a Lennon sister.
Lennon, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon files a lemon.
Thank you for that. Everybody liked that yodel. That was a darn good yodel.
Damn good yodel.
Darn good yodel. So, yeah, man, we'll do a Friday. If you come across a polka, it's outstanding. Yeah. Send her along.
Very nice possum. Polka.
Since Lassie was a pup.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You gotta write that wrong.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm not working Friday. That's the weird thing, because I'm working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sure. I got nothing on Friday. You never know. It's subject to change, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you might get that call.
Indeed, people have been last-minuting me all over the place.
Christmas
and that
parties.
Cough felt fluey. Well, I got 5 days to be sick till Saturday, so if I'm going to get sick, I hope it's tomorrow. Alrighty. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you, Possets.
Apple Cheeks.
Yeah.
Daddy G. Dr. K.
Daddy G. Dr. K.
Ford.
Ford.
Good pal, G.T. Trenton.
Yeah.
He was called away on a transporter emergency. And our old pal, Ope.
Ope, of course.
The new tequila's up kind of loud. You can tell it's a new one, right? It's remastered. Remastered 2022.
It's not lo-fi anymore.
It's middle-fi.
Middle-fi.
Mid-fi, yeah. That was so fucked up, man. I spent an hour. Dink, dink, dink.
You didn't get any cramps, did you? I mean, you know, your whole life is drawing. You need your hands. You didn't get any, you don't have a claw, do
you? I'm suing. I got carpal tunnel from that. I'm suing. I'm suing the pants off of Blog Talk Radio. It's all over for now.
That's it, man.
Where's Bobo's lawyer? MGD.
What up?
All right, man. Well, everybody, drive carefully this week. As I almost crashed and killed myself starting on Saturday morning. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm blaming the lady on the gym crack.
We got Joey. We got Joey from the other room in the hospital from a car accident.
Is that what happened? A car accident?
Yeah. His girlfriend was driving. They got T-boned by some 80-year-old woman.
Oh, man. But that's the thing, man. Sometimes it's not even in your control.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You could be doing just fine. Someone else. You got strangers out there. Whatever.
Yeah. Jim Crack told me to get into this one lane, and that lane was, like, stopped. I'm like, one of those. Almost rear-ended the guy in front of me. I said, okay, from here on out, be careful.
I think I lost my night vision from my eye operation or something.
Dude, I'm losing mine too.
It's scary.
Let's do a special show where we just complain about old age.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, that's every show, isn't it? All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Throw that up. Good night, everybody.
Energy!
Here's a funny story, hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, hey man, I'm too poop to pop and I ain't lying. I'm too pooped to pop this land, yeah, frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot. But seems like I'm just too pooped to pop. Too pooped to pop and I ain't playing possum. I'm too pooped to pop and I do want to blossom. Don't like the bottom, want to get up on top. But seems like I'm just too pooped to pop. Iowa's the state, that's where I was born. I really truly came up from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too pooped to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too pooped to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top. It seems like I'm just too pooped to pop.
Me a bag of shells.
Tommy.
Steve Buscemi doing Reggie Van Gleason. Only on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
I'd like to thank all the Rooskies that turned in. I hope you got the story. Putin pooped his pants. Because I figure if any Russians listening to this show, they're anti-Putin, unless they're KGB, in which case I'll probably, you know, my next MGD will put me under. But that being the case, by the way, if I end up poisoned or something, you know, I'm letting you know.
We know who's behind it.
It's the pants pooping Putin. Pants pooping. Man, there's a song in there, isn't there? The song in there somewhere.
I think you're on
it. Pants pooping Putin, Putin pooping pants. Bum, 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 bum. I like it. Good show, sir.
Fun time, fun time.
You a funny guy.
Good time. Good music.
Man, yeah, that came together for some reason. I don't know why. It's getting easier.
Good.
Do it for 30, 40 years and... riding a bike. Keep falling off. All right, man. Well, see you Friday.
All right, sounds good.
In the meantime, anything Wynonie Harris like that crosses your path?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, that came on Spotify, and I went, whoa, that's awesome.
Oh, that's a beauty. It's a beauty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, man. We have solved all the world's problems.
Yeah, we did.
Right here.
90 minutes.
Right here on Earth. All right, man.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Gotta agree with you on that one. All right, man.
Okay.
Well, if you're listening and you're in Botswana,
There it is.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.